Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Fortunately, Anthony and I, you know, we're on the same team. Every day before the show, we check in with each other, nod heads, you know, do the whole I'm good, you good thing.
Yeah, and it's a good thing we are, because this is the way it works out when you're not on the same team. Last night, during the Celtics-Miami Heat game, we got a glimpse of what happens when teammates split up.
Just before Ray Allen takes the floor, a hug from his former coach, Doc Rivers. Kind of a cold reception from he's saying, who just hit me on the shoulder?
That's KG, though, right?
Yeah, that's Kevin Garnett, who gave the total "you are so dead to me" cold shoulder to former Celtic Ray Allen when Allen trotted over to the Celts bench to say hello. Harsh. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, joins us now as he does on Wednesdays. Hey, Bill, I'm actually going to acknowledge you. Hi.
Hi, it's great to
see
you.
Thanks for coming to our bench.
And for the record, I never do that to people who used to work for Only a Game. I always greet them effusively and shake their hands and wish them the best.
So what do you make of the fact that that Ray Allen was totally frozen out by Kevin Garnett?
I don't think you can make too much of it. Kevin Garnett has since said he's just concentrating on the game, and he sees the opposing jerseys and thinks they're the opposing team. But it's kind of a shame. I mean, they were teammates for a long time and friends, and kind of too bad to put that sort of precedent out there for the... Think of the children, after all.
Well, sportsmanship, maybe.
Well, I mean, it was the season opener, so maybe this was just him showing a lot of game face, game intensity. Who can blame him?
You can't get into anybody else's head, so it may well be right.
Well, let's talk about, just for a quick second, Bill. I mean, okay, intensity or not, the Celts still lost 120-107.
Yeah, this season's over, and, we got no Bruins, and I think we look forward to spring training at this point, I guess. It's not much else.
Well, let's talk about the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy and sports in New York for a minute. I understand the NBA has decided that the Knicks-Nets season opener will not happen tomorrow night in Brooklyn, but New York City marathon officials say the race will take place on Sunday. That's 50,000 runners racing through 5 boroughs, many of which are still without power. What do you think of that, Bill?
Well, I have to assume that the people in charge of making those sorts of decisions know a lot more about conditions in New York and in Brooklyn than I do. Sports are supposed to be a diversion. Goodness knows the people in New York need to be diverted from the awful circumstances they're facing, especially in lower Manhattan. But as long as it's not, getting in the way, interfering with people getting their power turned back on or with the safety of anybody, I suppose a diversion is a good thing, as always.
Well, Bill, if we can, let's move on to baseball, because, of course, the San Francisco Giants won the World Series, sweeping the Detroit Tigers.
Convincingly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Marco Scudero, did I say that name right?
You got it.
Okay. He hammered home the series-winning run. He's 37, been around for a while, including in a Red Sox uniform at one time. And after the game, this is interesting, because we found an MLB reporter asking him if it's important to Scudero that the baseball world now knows how good he is. And here's what he said.
The most important thing is that nobody can take away this from me. 2012 world champion is priceless. Nobody can take that away from me.
Yeah, he probably ought to speak to Lance Armstrong about that. since it turns out they can take it away from you.
Not that, let's be clear, there are no allegations that Mark Scudero is involved in that.
Not a single allegation, but they can, in fact, take it away from you if you misbehave sufficiently.
I got to say, though, Bill, I was extremely disappointed by this World Series. I was hoping to see a contest. I actually wanted to see Detroit do better.
You are on the record as being a Detroit fan, Anthony.
I thought I had higher hopes for the Motor City, and I think they needed more from their team. Surprising that this came down to a 4-game split.
Not only surprising, but disappointing. In a series like this, potentially a 7-game series, I always root for the story, and the story happens when you get to see everybody play long enough so that subplots develop and, pitchers get a guy out 3 times, and then the 4th time he hits a home run. But you don't get that in a sweep.
No,
so
you sure
it was too
don't.
Bad from a story standpoint.
So just to give some reason behind my uncertainty in how to pronounce Mr. Scudero's name. As you know, I don't really know his history very much, but why is it a big deal? He's 37.
Well, his history is somewhat volatile, or at least mobile. He played for the Mets, the A's, the Blue Jays, the Red Sox, the Rockies. Matter of fact, he had two stints with the Blue Jays. So the Red Sox need not feel too bad about the fact that he's the one that got away, because he's the one that got away from about five other teams as well before having the most spectacular couple of months of his life with the Giants. He joined them midseason, hit well over 300 for them, and then, of course, was one of the big heroes of the postseason for him.
All right, Bill, in the last couple, last minute or so that we have, let's talk about the NHL. It's day 46 of the 2012 lockout. I'm just going to ask you, is it too early to ask if the entire season is lost?
The idiocy of the people running the National Hockey League is such that it's not too early to talk about a whole season being lost. They have precedent for it. They're one of the leagues that has managed to lose a whole season in the past, and they might do it again.
Oh, boy. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs every Saturday at 7 a.m. Again, at 7 p.m. You can also hear him right here every Wednesday on Radio Boston. Bill, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Anthony.